Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
I'd like you to meet our new Drive Time DJ.
Hey, is this Gary?
If our numbers keep growing, I'll be taking our show into 50 cities across the country.
Oh, my God, that's great. It's happening so fast.
A new partner.
Who were you before I put you on the air?
I'm getting my own show.
Yeah, I love it. It's so hot.
You can't talk about this. The show's too hot.
I think everybody who was in this town with a radio was listening to your show.
Starring Eric Roberts, Greg Hewitt, wow. Jill Garth, Jason Gebrick,
Mr. Anderson,
and
Two Tommy.
What?
Nobody. That's a star-studded lineup there.
There's no problem.
Okay.
And good morning to you. 5:55, 102.5 KEZK. It's Greg Hewitt along with Sue Thomas. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. I got some sleep. You know
how it feels like a different
world when you get some sleep?
Well, someone was tailgating me all the way into work.
That's what? There's no traffic at that
hour. I know it. Well, that's what makes it so disconcerting, you know? And I'm not going slowly here. I'm a pretty aggressive driver at 4:30 in the morning.
I'm not sure that's something you want.
Just get past me.
That's very bizarre.
I don't know. Somebody's having a bad day, right?
Already.
Take it out on Greg. Yeah, right. Already.
Uh-oh.
Lots to cover this morning. Sue, we're going to do another edition of Sue Thomas Joke Judge, making it very clear, by the way, that these joke writers are not local and they're not young.
Yes, thank you.
Their feelings can't be hurt.
I'm like, yes. Here's Sue trashing everyone in the building.
Hollywood Burrito, 7:25. We've got Goo Goo Dolls tickets for you as well. And Sue's here now in the Goodwill Traffic Center. There may not have been a more popular restaurant in town, Sue, on Valentine's than Olive and Oak and Webster.
Oh, I heard there was... Oh, dear.
So 5 o'clock Friday night, you heard this story. Valentine's evening, water main break.
Yeah.
Just as they're beginning their first sitting, which they got through somehow.
Did they really? I didn't realize they got any in.
But everyone else... All of those Valentine's Day reservations, and, you know, that's a popular place.
Yeah.
I bet people had called, you know, 6 months ago to book this. They were all canceled.
Oh, that's so awful.
Think about that. Think about the horrible timing. And what makes the restaurant community, I think in St. Louis, one of the really great things about our city is the outpouring of support was immediate. So one restaurant nearby, they offered tables it was holding for walk-ins.
Oh, that's nice.
The owners of Balkan Treat Box offered up their entire restaurant, which was closed for the evening.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's supposed to be a great place, too.
There's a place called Savage. It's a restaurant in Fox Park. They sent $500 to compensate the staff at Olive and Oak for missed tips.
Now, how great is that?
How cool is that?
That's wonderful.
And so that's why I think we have such an underrated, you can probably speak better to it than I can because you go out more than I do, but we have a terrific restaurant community here, but it's really cool to see them all kind of working together.
There's no doubt. That is a wonderful story.
We'll get it all up on the blog at KEZK.com. And it is time once again. We call this Sue Thomas Joke Judge.
Oh, boy.
So occasionally, you know, we have some writers who submit jokes for inclusion on the show. We thought we'd give everyone a chance to judge. And Sue's very well known for her comedic timing.
Oh, right.
So like 5 or 6 of these jokes, okay?
All right.
Okay. Harrison Ford says Indiana Jones 5 will film this summer. But... Let me get my rim shot ready.
Oh, boy.
Only on days he doesn't have the grandkids.
Yeah.
Hang on. It's okay.
It's mid-range.
It's mid-range, okay.
Yes.
Harry Styles, I don't know if you know this, was robbed at knife point recently.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, he couldn't tell police which direction the guy ran off in.
Oh, see, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a 1, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's
okay.
A 1.
You know, and I did this story on the blog at KZK.com yesterday. An animal shelter in New York, Sue, a chihuahua that can't walk and a pigeon that can't fly have become best friends.
I've actually seen this on Facebook.
Yeah, you know, even Disney was like, we're not touching that one. Too far-fetched. Yeah. I'm just reading the jokes here.
It's a wonder we don't use these, isn't it?
Hey, Sue, Jeff Bezos recently bought a $165 million estate in Beverly Hills.
Uh-huh.
Sounds pricey, I know, but it has one of those thermostats you control with an app. See, I thought that was kind of...
That's kind of cute.
It's funny, you know, because people think that's impressive. All right, just 1 or 2 more here. Michael Jordan turned 57 the other day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yet somehow LeBron James still looks 1,000 years older.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not untrue, though.
I haven't paid attention. Yeah. I'll have to look at them.
And finally, you know, season 18 of American Idol kicked off recently. I hope this year's winner will be just as memorable as what's-his-name from last year.
I mean, they're all okay. That was mildly amusing.
Yeah.
Yes, but nothing that makes you roll on the floor.
No,
you know?
I think that's a fair way to put that. Yeah. Mildly amusing. We're going to go back to the drawing board with these kids, see if we can come up with something a little
kids.
Better. Tears for Fears. Reissuing their 1985 album Songs from the Big Chair, from which this song is part of.
Oh, that's a great album.
In honor of its, get ready for it, 35-year anniversary.
Man, I could have lived without that knowledge.
Can that be possible 35 years ago?
That's crazy.
Harry Styles held up at gunpoint, or I should say knife point, in London on Valentine's Day. Sources say the robber demanded cash. Harry played it cool, handed over some money, and the guy ran off. He was unharmed.
Oh, well.
He played that right.
Positive
ending, handed over, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is sad, you know. And after school, when I was a kid, I would get home. We would watch Barney Miller, Gomer Pyle, and Good Times. And Janet Dubois, who played Wilona. Maybe you remember this.
Florida, I'm getting sick and tired of you telling me how to raise my daughter. And I'm going to raise her properly. I don't care how you raised your kids.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Them's fighting words.
I love the audience reaction on that show. She passed away yesterday. She was 74 years old.
Yeah, I was sorry to hear that. She was fun on that show.
She was. Janet Dubois. Ben Affleck admits that the biggest regret he has is his divorce from Jennifer Garner.
I bet.
He also says his marital problems led to his relapse into alcohol abuse, which then caused even more problems in the marriage. That's what's so insidious about that. It just plays on itself over and over again.
Mm-mm-mm.
This is a rough headline. Al Pacino's girlfriend dumped him because, quote, he's an elderly man who didn't like to spend money.
You know what? There's always a great...
Yeah.
There's probably nothing about that that's false. I mean...
Mateel Dohan.
They've been dating for 2 years, so
right.
It's not like she didn't, you know...
Her name
in.
Is Mateel, Sue. M-E-I-T-A-L.
Well, she's Israeli.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Well, she confirmed she broke up with Al in part because he's already an elderly man, as she puts it. It's hard to be with a man so old. She's 43, he's 79. She also says he didn't like to spend money. I think that's a bigger part of it than she's letting on.
That may be.
But that, quote, she loves him and hopes they remain good friends. Boy, after reading that, can you imagine? There's my good friend talking about me.
I don't know. I've thought about that. I think she really went into it thinking, okay, maybe this will work. And then it turns out it's...
You know what, though? I grew up with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro and those guys in Godfather and Taxi Driver. They're
maybe
still great actors. They've aged. I mean, all of a sudden, they just got old.
I know.
What happened? Mm-hmm. I don't know. TV Tonight, The Masked Singer, 7 o'clock on Fox. It's time to meet Group B. Sue, their costumes are banana, elephant, frog, kitty, mouse, and taco.
I haven't checked in yet this season. I might do that
tonight. I'm going to check that out. Late Night Tonight, Jimmy Fallon's got Jennifer Lopez, Jimmy Kimmel, Chris Pratt, Stephen Colbert, Laura Dern. That's a look at what's happening in Hollywood. Sue Thomas here now in the Goodwill Traffic Center.